Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. It's election eve, finally.
I want to be the president for all Americans.
Hillary Clinton will go to Pennsylvania twice and Michigan, then hold a midnight rally in North Carolina. Donald Trump campaigned after midnight this morning in Virginia, again calling the media dishonest.
They followed me around all over the place. They're exhausted. Look at that. See, the cameras are sagging.
He'll hit the same states as her today, and Florida, and New Hampshire, and Trump's again calling things rigged after the latest FBI announcement. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, FBI Director James Comey is sticking with his decision not to recommend charges against Clinton in her email case after agents reviewed recently discovered messages on Anthony Weiner's laptop. The Clinton campaign is pleased, but says the issue could have been resolved sooner. Donald Trump reacted at a campaign rally in Michigan.
Hillary Clinton is guilty. She knows it. The FBI knows it. The people know it.
Comey's follow-up letter to Congress came a little more than a week after he informed lawmakers the agency was looking at new evidence. Dave.
There are poll numbers out this morning, Rachel. Some have Trump with a slight lead nationally. Others have Clinton ahead nationally. A Quinnipiac poll this morning out of Florida has Clinton up by one. North Carolina, Clinton with a two-point edge over Trump. Schools are closed, and they're assessing damage in Cushing, Oklahoma, the morning after an earthquake of magnitude 5.
The whole movie house just shook and moved for maybe about 3-4 minutes.
There was some damage to buildings in Cushing, but no major injuries. No reports of any problems at the huge oil storage facilities there. A Georgia sheriff's deputy is in a hospital this morning, critically wounded in a shooting that left another deputy dead last night as they responded to a call from ATV and motorcycle riders who said someone threatened them with a gun. The shooter was then shot by other law enforcement and is hospitalized. Former Attorney General Janet Reno has died, the first woman to ever do that job. Reno died at home in Miami this morning at age 78. She'd suffered complications of Parkinson's disease. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
These days, you gotta have a side hustle. And I'm not talking about a 9-to-5. I'm talking about driving with Uber. It's the ultimate side hustle. You wanna earn extra money? Drive with Uber. Have a few spare hours here and there? Drive with Uber. You like the idea of being your own boss? Drive with Uber. You make a great boss. You're probably driving right now. You should be earning. If you want your car to start making you money, then visit uber.com/drive now and get your side hustle on today. That's uber.com/drive now.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
You know, more than ever, it is a hassle to get out on the road sometimes and get to another city. And if it involves you traveling, whether it's business or pleasure, why do you want to start with a hassle just to get to the airport? GroundShuttle.com can make it easy for you to get to the Houston airports and get home. Easy part of the trip, really, and maybe the most comfortable seat you'll sit in for your entire trip. GroundShuttle.com offers frequent and reliable shuttles from Bryan College Station to Houston Intercontinental and also a Hobby. They do 10 trips a day to IAH, and they do 4 trips a day to Hobby, and they can pick you up either at Easterwood or they can pick you up at your home if you make arrangements, or at your office if you make arrangements ahead of time. So curb-to-curb service for you. You can commute in comfort in shuttles that have reclining seats and power outlets, and there's Wi-Fi on some of the shuttles, so you can take advantage of that. You can call a book if you want to at 855-303-4415. Easier for you probably just to go to groundshuttle.com and book your trip right there. Also, they offer charter service for groups and services in town and for out of town as well, and they have in-town private car service with a Mercedes 2350. All that can be yours to the airport, around town, or another city, your group or just you. GroundShuttle.com.
It's Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down in generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
This is former Mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city, and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson campaign, Kenny Lawson, treasurer.
WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The speed limit is going down on Highway 6 in the Twin Cities. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan has announced their crews will start changing signs to 70 miles per hour from the OSR exit to College Station South City limits starting this morning. This ends almost 4 years of a 75 mile per hour speed limit along the affected 20 mile area. Election Day in Brazos County also means the start of a petition drive outside the 26 voting centers.
A committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency will be collecting signatures from those interested in creating a Brazos County Community College taxing district. Committee co-chairman Andrew Nelson says they also continue to talk with Blinn College about supplying locally based workforce training.
They're a partner in our community, and we're going to continue to be talking with them before we make a final decision. And until we do make that final decision, we've got to keep really just preserve those options.
Nelson says signatures of at least 10% of Brazos County voters, which would be close to 11,000, have to be submitted to the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board by its January meeting. The response from Blinn College states, in part, a new community college represents an unnecessary burden for local taxpayers and a step backward for local educational services. Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland, whose district includes the 29th and Villa Maria campus, wants the RVP committee and an upcoming council meeting.
I say these guys are working hard and it ain't broke. Leave them alone. Try to work with them.
More information's online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
More than 40% of Brazos County's registered voters participated in early voting. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says almost 42,000 went to the five voting centers the last 2 weeks. More than a third, more than 16,000, voted at the College Station Utilities Meeting Room. Election Day voting is from 7 until 7. More information is online at brazosvotes.org. College Station police received a report of a 7-year-old autistic boy who was last seen Saturday night on Dominic between Munson and Westover. After CSPD issued a public notice yesterday morning, it took just over 1 hour to find the youngster. He was in the game room of a fraternity house on Athens. Three College Station police vehicles were struck by a pickup truck driven by an accused drunk driver Saturday during the midnight hour. The patrol units, which were unoccupied, were parked with their lights on, flashing at the scene of a crash near Northgate at University and Polo. 21-year-old Colin Weiss of College Station is accused of driving through reflective cones before striking the police vehicles. No information was released about the first collision. And Bryan police responded to reports of armed robberies at three convenience stores in a 5-hour period Friday night at Cash's Food Mart, Mini Mart, and Bryan Food Mart. One to two men entered the store, displayed guns, and ran off with an undisclosed amount of money. BPD is also investigating a holdup that took place Saturday night at the Valero Corner Store at William Joel Bryan and the freeway. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 67 degrees. We'd love to hear from you. The text line is open. It's 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
If you have a child or know of any children who are in need of a coat this winter, the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive is going on now. This year we're supplying over 300 new coats for kids 5 to 10 years of age and are available to you at Chad Jones Law beginning November 7th. Just bring your child with you during regular business hours to pick out their coat. For more information, find us on Facebook or call 595-5000. That's 595-5000. Every coat makes a difference. Be a part of the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive. A coat just might be the most important gift a child receives this year.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Hello, this is Mike Clements, president of the College Station Professional Firefighters Association. We are proud to endorse Jeremy Osborne for City of College Station, City Council Place 3. Jeremy is a future-oriented business leader who has created jobs, met a payroll, and has a track record of service and commitment we can trust. As firefighters, our members are willing to lay their lives on the line to save others. We know we can count on Jeremy Osborne. Vote Jeremy Osborne for City of College Station City Council Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Good morning, it's 7:11, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness today. There's the potential for some showers and storms, though right now the activity is well to our south and to our east. We're going to be 75 to 80 later today. There may be a shower or thunderstorm into tonight. Overnight lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow, occasional sunshine with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 70 to 75. Partly sunny Wednesday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at your high school football report. Meanwhile, the Aggies lost to Mississippi State on Saturday. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin on that. In Aggie volleyball, the team is on a 5-match win streak after their win over Tennessee. And in the NFL, Dallas is off to their best start since 2007 with a win over the Browns yesterday. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so they had an earthquake. It was a pretty big one in Cushing, Oklahoma. Now, if you don't know what Cushing, Oklahoma is, that's pretty much the oil hub of U.S. America, okay? I mean, you go look at Google Maps, and you'll see oil tanks there. 46 million barrels of oil can be held in the tanks of Cushing, Oklahoma. 46 million barrels. Now, and they said this is a 5.0 earthquake that was felt as far away as Illinois. And there's plenty of damage in Cushing proper, but not one thing has been said about the oil tank, so I guess they didn't rupture. That says something.
That's good.
About
good
the way
news.
That they're built. Yeah. That they can withstand that, but it'll be interesting to see it. There was a report released last year by the Oklahoma Geological Survey that said the earthquakes might be linked to the practice of
fracking.
Injecting that.
Well, I was going to say, I didn't think Oklahoma was earthquake country.
Prone. No, they're really not. They're tornado country.
Right, right.
Now there's one more reason.
Recently,
not to move to Oklahoma.
Well, no, just waking up in Oklahoma every morning is a reason not to live in Oklahoma. But nonetheless, if you ever drive on a non-interstate road and you're going into Oklahoma, you could close your eyes and tell when you move into Oklahoma because
just feel
you know,
it.
All of a sudden your jawbones rattle because the roads are not quite as just saying.
Gotcha.
All right. Just a quick voting reminder. There is no such thing as voting by text message, period. If you want to cast a ballot, you can vote at your polling station or vote absentee. That's it. Ads circulating on Twitter recently would have you believe otherwise. Lifting imagery directly from her campaign materials, the ad encouraged supporters of the Democrat nominee to, quote, vote early and vote from home.
And vote often.
By texting their candidate's name to a five-digit number. At least four ads began making the rounds of social media last week, each containing a Clinton campaign H logo and the line saying that they were paid by Hillary for president. The ad seemed to have gained some traction after Twitter users tweeted them along to other folks, along with the hashtag I'm with her.
I wonder what kind of a legal penalty that could hold if somebody is, you know, using another campaign's logos and stuff like that to put out this fraudulent information.
Yeah,
somebody finds that out, that's got to be illegal.
Certainly.
Right?
Interesting.
They should be able to find the accounts and close them down.
Yeah.
But, and again, I don't think that any of our listeners really would fall for that. But if they hear somebody say something about it, you might mention that to them that you know, you really can't vote that way.
That's
you
not a thing.
Actually have to now go to the polling place. But it may not matter because a woman in New York State is trying to stop the election from happening tomorrow. In a lawsuit that she filed last week in a federal court, she contends that neither him nor her is suitably qualified for the office.
No kidding.
What difference does that make? How has that changed anything?
No.
She requested the election be postponed until such time as more worthy candidates can be drafted. That could be a while.
Yeah.
She said she's hopeful that President Obama would be persuaded to remain in office. Oh, okay.
That's,
possibly for a third full term.
That's what it's all about.
Which is, of course, never mind that that's a violation of the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution.
Right.
But, you know, aside from
not really how things work around here.
Little detail. Mm-hmm. Hello. Hello, I say, oh, wait. I had to push a button. Okay, it's on you.
Say, hello.
That whole text-to-vote thing may be illegal, but then again, so is mishandling classified information, but who's counting?
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
That's,
now, we're going to start keeping score. We can't be doing that. Yeah, hello.
Well, as far as voting by text is concerned, seeing as the only people that could possibly affect are Hillary supporters, I don't know if I'll say anything.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, and all that to say that it was on this date today in 1944 that Franklin Roosevelt won a fourth term as president. Okay? Fourth term. And talk about not fit for service. By then, he really wasn't, but I didn't say that, did I? Okay, anyhow, but it's tomorrow's the day to go vote, so if you want to go vote, then do that.
But that really is a terrible idea to have, you know, to just extend Obama's term. There's a reason for it. Pick up a history book.
That's right. You see, that's not the thing to do. So, it turns out that there's more software in some Audi vehicles that will lower the car's carbon dioxide emissions if it detects that the car is being tested. Now, that's pretty smart, but that's also pretty wrong, I guess.
Right.
As you know, the big scandal last year was that Volkswagen had installed this software, which deactivated pollution controls on more than 11 million cars worldwide. Volkswagen is the parent company of Audi, but the German weekly newspaper Bildungsdag reported that California Air Resources Board discovered the software in an automatic transmission Audi last summer, and it was not the same software that the VW folks had used. So they've got another set of it out there. New software program reportedly detected whether a car's steering wheel was turned. And if it was turned in any direction more than 15 degrees, the car produced less carbon dioxide than in normal road driving.
Wow. Somebody is really getting in on this, like getting into the nuts and bolts.
They thought about this, right? They thought about this and said, okay, how can we defeat this situation? Now, I'm not sure in the grand scheme of things if that's, you know, if that's going to make polar bears die. But still, the fact that you think you're buying a car that does one thing and in fact it's doing something else could make those people pretty upset.
Yeah, because that could be a very big selling point for some people because they do think the polar bears are going to die.
That's right. They're saying, okay, this
is my way. Yeah, this is my way to be a little more green.
Yeah, so there you are.
Nope.
All right, now, so we've talked about social media. It's 7:19. We've talked about social media and how people, well, basically use it to record their lives, right?
Right.
And I guess you can either...
It's like a public diary.
Yeah.
For the entire world to see.
Exactly. There is a guy named Morris Villarreal who is a life logger. For 6 years, this guy from Spain has been recording his life in detail using a logbook, a camera, and a fitness tracker. Okay?
Okay.
So what he's done is he's attached this camera to the front of him. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so what you get is like dozens of pictures of the car steering wheel, pictures of toast, one of a kitchen cupboard, and none will be deleted. This is part of his plan to record everything that happens in his life, even the boring stuff. He explains that after turning 40, he was looking back on his life and wondering what he had to show for it. So he decided six years ago, for the next 40 years, he would life vlog. He has a miniature camera attached to his chest that fires off every 30 seconds.
Oh, Lord.
He's accumulated more than a million photos.
How do you, where do you get the storage space for that
kind
of thing?
I'm not sure. You got to pay for it. It's not free. His wife, Erin, is quote, really fine with it except for the private moments, as you can understand.
Yeah.
As well as the camera, he's a professor.
He's married?
Yes. Professor of animal psychology. Well, there you are then.
Oh, yeah.
He's also a believer in animal welfare and aquaculture in Madrid. He wears a fitness tracker to record his movements. Last year, he filed 37 logbooks with a record of activities, observations, and ideas like, I woke up at 5:45 in a hotel in Sweden. My hind leg muscles were hurting a bit.
No one cares.
You know, you just explained.
No one cares.
Just explained totally what a life logger is, and yeah. I still don't think that's a thing.
He assigns categories and keywords to his events recorded in his logbooks. The data is organized in a spreadsheet, and when combined with readings from the fitness tracker and the photographs, it gives a record of what he's doing almost at any point in the recent past.
Wow.
All right.
I just don't understand
when I get
the
enough
time that people have on their hands.
Yeah, when I get enough free time to look at that and care about the boring parts of somebody else's life, then I think I'll have everything figured out by then.
Think so. Hello.
And we thought Obama was narcissistic.
Yeah, you're right.
Good
That's
point.
True. I don't know how many times he turns the picture to the camera so we can see a picture
selfie
of his face. All right. Now, do you remember Hunter Jobbins? Do you remember? We did a story about Hunter Jobbins last week.
No.
Okay. Hunter Jobbins was the college student who had the Kit Kat bar stolen out of his car.
Right. Okay. Yes, I do remember.
Guy left him a note, said, all I took was your Kit Kat bar. I was hungry. I'm sorry.
I really like Kit Kat bars.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But Jobbins shared his story, of course, and the strange note that the Kit Kat bandit had left apologizing for stealing the candy bar. The folks at Hershey's, yeah, ding, 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 makers of Kit Kat heard about the tale, and as a result, they are sending him 6,500 replacement candy bars.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture here. It's awesome.
Yep, they shoved them into his car, as a matter of fact. And but what he's doing is he's handing the extra candy bars out to students at K-State where he goes to school.
So, okay.
Spreading the love.
Exactly. Yeah. So he gets to spread the karma there. Hello.
I just finished a cup of coffee. It was a thermal. The cup was clear. The lid was purple.
Wonderful.
It had cream in it. It was really good.
Okay.
I'm almost to work now.
Well,
I'll check back when I get there.
Oh, please, yeah, please do. We'll look forward to it.
And today on the Infomaniacs, a real life logger.
Yeah. You know you love the Cafe Excel menu, but wait until you try Cafe Excel's Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy a 22-pound sage-rubbed turkey, creamy poblano mashed potatoes, warm turkey gravy, the classic pumpkin pie, and so much more. Have you ever fed 10 to 12 people this easily? Order your Cafe Excel Thanksgiving dinner at CafeExcelBrianTX.com before November 15th and receive a $25 gift card. Celebrate your family with a Thanksgiving meal everyone will love from Cafe Excel. Go to CafeExcelBrianTX.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for Mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, treasurer.
Good morning, it's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. High today about 77. Still have a 50% chance of lingering showers. It's really not going to happen. That whole system that moved through and gave most all of us pretty good rain is off in the Gulf right now, just off the Golden Triangle and headed over in that direction. There are some showers, just light shower activity kind of popping up around the Austin area right now. So we'll see what happens there. But anyhow, 77 today. 30% chance of rain tonight with a low of 63, and we'll probably be in the lower 70s all week long, and low temperatures will probably be between 55 and 60, but we'll get sunshine back, it looks like, on Thursday. Right now, the winds are out of the east. We have 97% relative humidity, overcast skies. It's 67.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Hillary Clinton says she cares about women, children, and minorities, so she should be president. Well, let's examine that. First, women. Did Hillary Clinton care when she lied to the mothers of Americans murdered in Benghazi? And as a supposed feminist leader, did Hillary care about sexual abuse victims? Not when she had a rapist to defend. She blamed a 12-year-old victim. And not when the women accused her husband. No, then they became bimbos, and she intimidated those women into silence. Next, children. Hillary Clinton said she was disturbed when undercover Planned Parenthood videos showed aborted babies dismembered in order to harvest body parts. But within days, Mrs. Clinton fully defended Planned Parenthood. Election year politics erased her caring for children in that case. Finally, minorities. About a week ago, Eric Garner's daughter, Erica, had harsh words for Mrs. Clinton. Mr. Garner died 2014 after New York police tried to arrest him for selling loose cigarettes. Through WikiLeaks, Erica just learned that Hillary was scheming how best to use her father's death to score political points. That was the extent of her caring. There's something missing from Hillary's stories about how much she cares. Where are the firsthand testimonials from people about how their lives were improved or changed by something Hillary did? Where are the people she supposedly cares about? They don't exist, folks. Truth is, Hillary Clinton cares about power and money and money and money and herself.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Somehow, the promise of a student loan and a college education has become a problem and not a solution to a better future. But there's a company now that's changed that. It's called SoFi. If you have a great credit history and a good job in paying your bills, but you're burdened with an expensive student loan, wait no more. Most people with student loan debt don't know that you can refinance federal and private student loans, but you can. SoFi is one of the few lenders that can consolidate both kinds of loans. In less than 2 minutes, you can see your new lower rate options, and it won't affect your credit score. Go to trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. Trysofi.com. In 5 years' time, SoFi has funded over $12 billion in loans and is the number one student loan refinancing provider. Try it. SoFi.com.
Terms, conditions, and state restrictions apply. California Finance Lender Law License Number 605-4612, NMLS Number 1121636.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30, 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Election Day voters in Brazos County will not only encounter signs and volunteers for local races, but those collecting signatures to create a new community college taxing district.
A committee of the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency, co-chaired by Andrew Nelson, says the petition drives in addition to continuing talks with Blinn College about supplying locally based workforce training.
We also are continuing to preserve the option of having a separate college district in the community. That separate district could mean many things. It could mean a separate community college, but that's probably not the first option. Probably wouldn't be an option. Probably it really is more of a matter of taking direct governance or control through a taxing district.
The response from Blinn College states in part, a new community college represents an unnecessary burden for local taxpayers and a step backward for local educational services. A Blinn College supporter is Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland, whose district includes the 29th and Villa Maria campus.
They perform a tremendous function for us. And for somebody else, for them to say that they're not doing what they've asked to do, I don't think that's true.
Nelson says to preserve the option of local control, they must submit at the January meeting of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board signatures of at least 10% of Brazos County voters, which would be close to 11,000. More comments from Nelson and Sutherland, along with statements from the RVP and Blinn, are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
2 weeks of early voting in Brazos County wrapped up Friday with almost 42,000 participating. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says more than 16,000 went to the College Station Utilities Meeting Room. Almost 10,000 voted at the Texas A&M Memorial Student Center. Nearly 8,000 went to the Brazos County Administration Building. More than 5,000 went to Arena Hall. And just over 2,000 voted at Galilee Baptist Church. More information about Election Day voting, which is from 7 until 7, is online at brazosvotes.org. U.S. Senator John Cornyn will be in the Twin Cities this Friday for two appearances as the featured speaker at a Chamber of Commerce membership luncheon and participating at the Veterans Day program at Veterans Park. During a stop in Austin, Cornyn says he has finished campaigning and addressing a Texas Civil Justice League luncheon. He talked about tomorrow's election without ever mentioning Donald Trump's name.
People are scratching their heads and wondering how we got here. Regardless of who's elected president, we're still going to have to govern. And that means that we're going to have to try to work together the best we can.
As for a potential terror threat from Al-Qaeda tomorrow, Cornyn's advice was, if you see something, say something. College Station police made a DWI arrest after three unoccupied patrol vehicles were struck during the investigation of a crash Saturday during the midnight hour at University and Polo. 21-year-old Colin Weiss of College Station is accused of driving a pickup through all reflective traffic cones before striking the vehicles that had the emergency lights on to block two eastbound lanes of University. Weiss was taken to a local hospital for treatment of undisclosed injuries before he was arrested. According to a CSPD statement, a fire engine and an ambulance were already on the scene assisting with the first crash, but no details were released about that collision. At least four Bryan convenience stores were held up by armed robbers during the weekend. The most recent was Saturday night, just before 11 at the Valero Corner Store at William Joel Bryan in the freeway. There were three holdups in a five-hour period Friday night, first at Cash's Food Mart on MLK, followed by a call to the Mini Mart on South College, and then a robbery at Bryan Food Mart. Just over an hour after College Station police asked for help yesterday morning in finding a 7-year-old autistic boy, he was found safe less than a mile from his home. The youngster was discovered in the game room of a fraternity house on Athens. He had strayed away Saturday night from the neighborhood on Dominic between Munson and Westover. The speed limit is going down on Highway 6 in the Twin Cities. The TxDOT district office in Bryan has announced their crews will start changing signs to 70 miles per hour from the OSR exit to College Station South City limits starting this morning. This ends almost 4 years of a 75 mile per hour speed limit along the affected 20-mile area. And it's the anniversary of the start of a streak that TxDOT is not proud of.
It's 16 years since we've had a fatality-free day on Texas roadways.
That's right. Every single day since November 7th, 2000, at least one person has been killed in a car crash in Texas. Jody Hodges with TxDOT says despite longtime education efforts, one major reason of car crash fatalities is the lack of seatbelt usage.
If folks will buckle up, that reduces your chances of a fatality in a crash significantly.
Other factors include drunk driving and distracted driving. To mark the anniversary, TxDOT has launched an aggressive campaign called End the Streak on Facebook and Twitter. Andrew Greenstein, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 67 degrees. We'd love to hear from you. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour, or you can always go to our website at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
I'm Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols, and I'm running to be our next mayor of College Station. With over four decades of service to Texas A&M University, retiring as the head of the Department of Agricultural Economics, I am proud to call College Station my home. As an economist by trade, I serve on an advisory council at Dallas Federal Reserve Bank and played a leading role in creating a plan and department to recruit job-generating businesses to our community. Vote for me, Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols for mayor. Political ad paid for by the John Nichols campaign, Steve Beachy, treasurer.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Join me, Blanche Brick, in voting for Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. Sam Rayburn once commented on John Kennedy's Harvard-educated advisors, saying, "I'd feel a lot better if some of them had run for sheriff just once." Linda Harvell has not only run for council, she has chaired the Historic Preservation Committee and served on other important committees to become familiar with how the city operates. Linda Harvell has the knowledge, experience, and common sense that will help her represent you.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell campaign. Ben White, treasurer.
Do some weather. It's 7:38. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Abundant sunshine for today, courtesy of high pressure over the eastern United States that extends back into the northeastern part of Texas. Temperatures today, 90 to 95. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, 70.
No. That's so wrong. That is so wrong. No, that is not the correct weather forecast. Not going to be 95 today, this one.
Considerable cloudiness today. There's the potential for some showers and storms, though right now the activity is well to our south and to our east. We're going to be 75 to 80 later today. There may be a shower or thunderstorm into tonight. Overnight lows 60 to 65. Tomorrow, occasional sunshine with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm. Highs tomorrow, 70 to 75. Partly sunny Wednesday, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
You had me scared there for a second, Scott.
Yeah, I don't know much, but I know when they say 95, it's not right.
Yikes. All right. Yeah, I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I've got your high school football report for your teams from around the Brazos Valley. Also, the Ags lost to Mississippi State.
Yeah, we know that.
But they look to move forward in their next game against Ole Miss. And speaking of Ole Miss, quarterback Chad Kelly's out for the season after suffering a knee injury on Saturday. And Aggie volleyball Jasmine Baber set a new record in the team's win over Tennessee. And in the NFL, Dak Prescott racked up yet another win against the Cleveland Browns yesterday. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Streets in Colorado have apparently been blanketed with toilet paper.
Who wrapped the streets?
No, it's not vandalism. Oh. Nope. Road crews using toilet paper to fill cracks on more than 120 streets in Littleton, Colorado. The toilet paper applied over freshly laid tar using paint rollers. The paper reportedly absorbs oil as the tar dries, preventing it from sticking to shoes or tires. The paper expected to break down and vanish within days.
Huh. Interesting.
So this is by
technique design.
Yeah.
Kind of a, yeah, that's it, a okay. Bio-design.
Yeah.
Bet they're not roads where they go 75. You can't go 75. You! Stop! Look! You! Right there! You're going too fast!
You slow down. You can. No, you can go 75.
Yeah.
You'll just get pulled over.
Well, but you won't.
Yeah.
70, look, 70 is the new 75, okay?
True.
Because, you know, how many times are you driving going 75 and there are people who blow by you?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Most of them are Baylor students getting back to Waco. Yeah. No, that's only on Sunday.
Wait, Highway 6 isn't 75 out there anymore?
What? Nope.
Since
that's
when?
They announced it on Friday.
I'm glad I listened to this show.
Well, I know. It's a good thing to do. Next time, pay attention.
I mean, they're
going
to change
signs.
Oh. But yes, be aware, from OSR to South College Station, they're changing it back to 70.
Wow.
I guess I shouldn't mention that the Texas Department of Public Safety news release that came out on Friday said Bryan County.
Yeah,
right?
It's a new county.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought
we had 254 counties and there was not a Bryan County, but apparently, according to TxDOT, there was a Bryan County.
Slipped it in there.
So, basically, OSR to the College Station city limits, the speed limit will be 70. And you, by golly, better just go ahead and do that.
And just a reminder, we're less than 48 hours away.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Listen, our whole driving world in College
Station.
It's
just like flipping upside down.
What are we going to do?
The world won't be able to text. The world will be a different place after, November 9th, and it'll have nothing to do with the election. Yep.
Now, see, the deal is, now back to the 75 for a minute. There were people who drove 70 because they weren't paying attention anyway, okay?
Right.
And they're in the left-hand lane, and they're going 70.
Yeah.
Of course, that's not as bad as the people who are going 65 in the left-hand lane.
Or the people who are going 30 going on the on-ramp.
Yeah, that too. And, if the driving's too fast on the freeway, then don't, okay?
Yeah.
Get on the access road. It'll be fine. Well, except for that Rock Prairie where you'll have to wait. Oh, and then there's the Yeah. But, yeah, you're right. I don't know as a public service what we can do to help people. After the 9th, when it comes to not being able to text and drive at the same time legally.
I mean, is there really any hope at that point?
Well, I don't know. Because you're not supposed to is not a good enough reason.
Yeah.
Because other people aren't is not a good enough reason. Because there are people out there who it doesn't apply to them. What they're doing is more important.
Yeah.
True.
So just know that... You should change your habits, but if you don't, then you could be subject to. And once again, and I know the police officers want to be taking the time to stop people
to remind
them of that.
Of course.
Because they're going to remind them for a little while. But who's that first one who's going to bust over to the other side?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna, I've given enough warnings. I said to myself, I'm sick of it. I'm giving 43 warnings. You're number 44.
I'm flipping out the book.
That's right. We're going right here.
And it's going to be to some out-of-towner who has no idea.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's the other thing. And again, we have to continue to let people know. There'll be new people coming in here all the time. And it's fine that you have a blinky sign on Texas Avenue, okay, by the College Station Walmart.
Right. Yeah.
It's fine that you got that going, but are we going to leave that there forever?
Right, because there's one on 2818 over by all the student residents, which makes sense. But, well, and there's, you know, and I was traveling this weekend, and some towns have those signs that say, you know, don't text and drive, you can wait. But I don't know if that means it's illegal here or if that's just a warning. Please don't. You know what I mean?
They have that on Briarcrest and in Bryan.
Right. And it's not illegal there. Yeah. So I think it's more of just a warning sign. But I don't know. I don't know if towns have to start, you know, giving unless you just get pulled over and then you plead your case and say, I'm from out of town. I don't know.
Hello.
I'm at work. I turned the copy machine on. I checked the facts. I swept the floor. I'm about to water the plants.
You've gotten a lot done today.
You really have. Do you feel good that it's Monday and you've already gotten this much accomplished?
It's going to be a long day.
Well,
I'm ready for it.
Thank you.
I'm just riveted.
I tell you, her enthusiasm is what I love.
It's
overwhelming.
Right?
Now, here's what they're going to do, Chelsea.
Okay.
They're going to make it a state law. That's where they're going with it. And so College Station wanted to be ahead of the curve and say, we were there first. And then Bryan will have to begrudgingly say, okay, it's the state law. So that's what will happen. They've got to make it universal. I mean, they have to. And otherwise, you've got all sorts of stuff. All right, let's see what else we got. The Voice is on tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you got to watch that?
These are the live performances. So this is where you get to start voting.
Yes. The final 12 in the live playoff.
Yep.
It'll be a two-hour episode.
And out of those 12, there's like four or five from Texas.
So, really?
Yeah, representing.
Okay. So this is when it gets real.
This is when it gets real.
All right.
America gets to choose.
That's right. That starts at 7 o'clock tonight on NBC. At 7 o'clock tonight on ABC, of course, it's Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
PBS at 7 o'clock tonight, a USO for the Troops. This is a new documentary that salutes the organization that has entertained and cared for America's fighting men and women for many, many decades. So lots of special classic clips from the good old days. And The Odd Couple is worth mentioning tonight on CBS at 8:30 simply because it's kind of a tribute to Gary Marshall. So you'll see people like Ron Howard and Penny Marshall and Anson Williams and Marion Ross and Donnie Most and all those people and Pam Dauber and people who were in his world. Okay. So I've got two stories that we can do right now. We have time to do one of them right now.
Okay.
It's either weird things you never knew about your airplane flight or just be patient.
Airplane flight.
Okay, because we can, so that's good.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll do the airplane flight because that way you can do the patience thing later.
Yeah, I'm just exercising
a little
patience.
You can be patient. There you go.
Okay. Most pilots have been struck by lightning.
What?
One Reader's Digest. A guy said, I've been struck by lightning twice. Most pilots have. Airplanes are built to be struck by lightning.
Oh.
You hear a big boom, there's a big flash, and it's okay.
Okay.
Lots of planes carry dead bodies and organs.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of flights get shipped on, a lot of freight gets shipped on commercial flights. And that can be luggage, but it can be people. And it can be bodies that are being shipped back for funerals. Pilots are tired, and sometimes they sleep in the cockpit.
Hmm.
In survey, half of the pilots, 56%, admitted to falling asleep in the cockpit. Nearly a third, 29%, had woken up to find their co-pilot sleeping as well.
What?
Feeling pretty good?
No!
Okay.
This is definitely stuff they should never admit to.
Bad choice on story pick, Brad.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Power that pilots have. Pilots can legally arrest people, write fines, and even take the will of a dying person, as a matter of fact. The pilots eat different food from each other.
Okay.
That way, if, like, for some reason it's tainted.
One gets sick?
Right, then the other one doesn't.
That makes me feel better,
right.
Or if one's sleeping.
Yeah. a plane was stolen in 2003. and has not been seen since.
What?
A 727, which was being converted to carry diesel, was stolen by two mechanics, the FBI and the CIA.
How did you not find a plane?
An international search.
Horrible.
Yeah, the plane appears to have disappeared into thin air. Again, that was in 2003. And this last one will make you feel good. The flights, the lights are dimmed for landing in flights.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
In case you crash.
What?
See, when a plane is landing at night, they dim the interior lights in case you have the need to evacuate the plane upon landing. Your eyes are already adjusted to the darkness, and you'll do better once you get outside the plane.
Or you can't see your way out.
Yeah, with the smoke and all that. Yeah, so there you
Perfect.
Go. So think about that as they're landing, they're dimming the lights just in case. Yeah.
This is Governor Greg Abbott. This election is about more than just the next president. Now more than ever, Texas must lead the way. But I can't do it alone. I need leaders by my side ready to fight for Texas values. That is why I need you to get out and vote Republican up and down at the ballot. Election Day is this Tuesday, November the 8th. Go to VoteEarlyTexas.com to find out where you can vote for Texas Republicans. Political ad paid for by Texans for Greg Abbott.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
My younger son, Troy, reminded me of a great life lesson when he went out for the school basketball team. Over 40 kids showed up to compete for just 12 positions. I was glad Troy had the spunk to get out there and try. But I admit, I was a little worried about him. Other than a year on the YMCA team, he hadn't played much basketball. But you know what? The first night, he made the cut. He was excited and feeling confident that he'd made the team. But then came the second night of tryouts. And when I picked him up, I could tell he was a little down and not as animated as the evening before. He'd been cut. I asked him how he felt about it, and to my surprise, he said, "Actually, I feel pretty good. I haven't played a lot of basketball, so I'll just have to practice and try again next year." Well, you know what? I was proud of him. It would have been easy for him to blame the coach or the other players. But instead, he owned the situation with a very positive attitude. He accepted that he wasn't very good at basketball yet, and that it was up to him to put in the hard work if he wanted to be on the team badly enough. And that's a good lesson for all of us. We live in a convenience-driven society. From fast food to Google, we expect everything to come easily to us. But nobody is going to hand us the truly important things in life. Strong marriages, good relationships with our children, family, and friends. That takes dedication and commitment and hard work. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Are you tired of cable television bills that are always high and unpredictable? As cable TV rates continue to skyrocket, you don't have to stand for it anymore. It's time to cut the cable. Cut your bill and upgrade to Dish Network. With Dish, enjoy free installation with absolutely no equipment to buy. It gets even better. You can get Dish TV's lowest monthly price, guaranteed for 2 years with no hidden fees. And over 45 premium movie channels, including HBO and Showtime, free for 3 months. Our Dish authorized agents can have you watching better TV as soon as tomorrow. All you have to do is call 800-950-6100. Upgrade today and get free installation, free HD for life, and free HD DVR upgrade. Hurry, call now. 800-950-6100. That's 800-950-6100. Again, 800-950-6100. Offer based on qualification is subject to change without notice. Call for full terms and conditions.
My name is Angela Guerra. My husband, Joe Guerra, is working hard to represent you as Place 4 on the College Station City Council. Joe is a loyal husband and great father. According to the Eagle newspaper, Joe has impressive credentials and experience. Please join me and hundreds of others in keeping College Station a great place to live and a great place to raise a family. Please vote Joe Guerra, City Council, Place 4 for the City of College Station. Political ad paid for by the campaign to elect Joe Guerra.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, in high school football over the weekend, A&M Consolidated took down Rudder 59-20. Meanwhile, Bryan lost to Temple 37-34. College Station still undefeated as they took down C.E. King 56-7. Meanwhile, Navasota fell to Little Cypress Mauriceville 42-41. Buffalo beat Hearn 30-13. And St. Joseph Catholic was blanked by Brazos Christian 62-0. Meanwhile, in college football, Mississippi State used a dominant ground game to upset number 7 Texas A&M 35-28 on Saturday. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the loss.
We got whipped. You know, it's hard when, you know, what we want to do and the two areas that we had put an emphasis on in the offseason and really throughout the year, they just came down to it. Mississippi State did a lot better job at running the ball. You know, we couldn't stop the run today, and we couldn't run it. And so those are the numbers.
The Aggs are still in the top 10 barely after the loss, falling three spots. Baylor took the biggest tumble in the poll from 13th to 25th after its loss to TCU. The Aggs next face Ole Miss on Saturday at Kyle Field at 6:30 p.m. Pre-game will be at 5:30, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college football, speaking of the Ole Miss Rebels, quarterback Chad Kelly's collegiate career has come to an end. The school announced Sunday that the senior suffered a torn ACL and torn lateral meniscus in his knee during the Rebels' 37-27 win over Georgia Southern on Saturday. He'll undergo season-ending surgery this coming week. In A&M volleyball, the Maroon and White won their fifth consecutive match and also notched their 10th victory over the last 11 matches as they defeated Tennessee Sunday afternoon at Reed Arena. Senior middle blocker Jasmine Babers broke the all-time school record for career block assists during the match, finishing with 7 block assists and a match-high 9 total blocks to give her 458 block assists for her career. The Aggs next take on Mississippi State on Friday at 5 p.m. In A&M softball, the team defeated Stephen F. Austin 14-0 in 5 innings Saturday afternoon at the Aggie Softball Complex. The Aggies return to action in the Maroon and White Series beginning Tuesday at 4 p.m. The games will be free to the public at the Aggie Softball Complex. In the NFL,
second and goal at the 2. Prescott under center. Play fake to Zeke, standing looking. Oh, flip fade, left side of the end zone, Escobar. Touchdown.
Dak Prescott continues to shine. The rookie threw 3 touchdown passes as the Dallas Cowboys beat the still winless Cleveland Browns yesterday, 35-10. Fellow rookie Ezekiel Elliott rushed for 92 yards and also scored twice. The Cowboys are off to their best start since 2007. Meanwhile, in the NBA, Harrison Barnes scored a career-high 34 points as Dallas won its first game of the season, 86-75 over the Milwaukee Bucks. J.J. Barea also scored 21 points in the Mavericks' win, including 5 in overtime. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know you love the Cafe XL menu, but wait until you try Cafe XL's Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy a 22-pound sage-rubbed turkey, creamy poblano mashed potatoes, warm turkey gravy, the classic pumpkin pie, and so much more. Have you ever fed 10 to 12 people this easily? Order your Cafe XL Thanksgiving dinner at CafeXLBrianTX.com before November 15th and receive a $25 gift card. Celebrate your family with a Thanksgiving meal everyone will love from Cafe XL. Go to CafeXLBrianTX.com.
com.
Howdy, College Station. I'm Carl Mooney, a candidate to be your next mayor. Throughout my life, I have deliberately taken many career paths as a police officer, teacher, realtor, professor, salesperson, and Aggie academic and athletic administrator. I've developed the knowledge and skills, the background and resiliency needed to be your mayor. Since 1998, I've served College Station as a member and chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission, being on City Council, and serving two terms as mayor pro tem. Please vote for Carl Mooney to be your mayor.
Message paid by the Mooney for Mayor campaign. Danny Stribling, treasurer.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the subcompact BX, the compact B or L series, or the bigger MX special utility tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Kubota, value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
If you have a child or know of any children who are in need of a coat this winter, the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive is going on now. This year, we're supplying over 300 new coats for kids, 5 to 10 years of age, and are available to you at Chad Jones Law beginning November 7th. Just bring your child with you during regular business hours to pick out their coat. For more information, find us on Facebook or call 595-5000. That's 595-5000. Every coat makes a difference. Be a part of the annual Chad Jones Coats for Kids Coat Drive. A coat just might be the most important gift a child receives this year.
Big news, The Simpsons has been renewed for 2 more seasons.
Wow,
that
really?
Will be the 29th and 30th, making it the longest running scripted TV show of all time.
They just keep going.
Yep. Homer took the opportunity to post a tweet on his Twitter feed.